service. I send greetings from the English service.
我从英语的崇拜那里向大家问安。
I thank God for the opportunity to share God's word with you this evening.
我感谢神有这个机会向大家来传讲神的话语。
I apologize that the Chinese cannot speak Mandarin.
我要抱歉的是，我是华人，但是却不会讲华语。
我会学的，慢慢学。Okay, before.
鼓励鼓励。
谢谢你的鼓励。Before we start, let's have a word of prayer.
我们在没有开始以前，我们向神祷告。
Heavenly Father.
亲爱的天父。
We thank you that you love us.
我们感谢主，你爱我们。
We thank you for this opportunity to enter into thy house for worship.
我们感谢主，给我们这个机会在你的家中来聚集敬拜你。
I want to pray for everyone here.
要为每一位来祷告。
That God, your Holy Spirit, may minister to us.
愿主你的圣灵在我们的心中动工。
May he be our teacher and our guide and our comforter.
愿主的圣灵成为我们的导师，成为我们的引导，还有安慰者。
We pray that Lord, you will speak in and through us.
我们也求主你对我们，还有借着我们来说话。
We pray that Lord, you will bless us tonight. We ask it in Jesus' name.
我们求主你祝福我们，奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Can we turn to Gospel of John 13?
我们来看约翰福音第十三章。
There was an elder from a Life Bible Presbyterian Church who used to tell us this story.
在这个生命这个生命堂笃信圣经长老会的一个长老曾经告诉我们这件事。
He has a relative who returned home one day and told his mother.
还有一个亲戚回家告诉他母亲说
，Mom, you know what?
妈，你知道什么吗？
Today I went to this place and I tasted one of the best satay in Singapore.
今天我到一个地方，我尝品尝了在新加坡最美味的沙爹，就是肉串。
The satay meat was so succulent, so sweet and so tasty.
这个沙爹，这个肉串是那么的美味，那么的甜，那么的好吃。
It was so good.
太好了。
And the peanut paste was sedap.
而那个花生酱也是非常的美味。
The word sedap is a Malay word for delicious.
Sedap 在马来话就是很美味的意思。
Mom, it was so good.
妈，太好吃了。
Then the mother said,
母亲就说，
If you love me, you could have brought some of the satay back for me.
只要你爱我的话呢，你应该带一些沙爹肉串回来给我吃嘛。
If you love me, you could have taken me to the shop to eat.
或者你爱我呢，也带我到那个沙爹肉串的这个摊位吃嘛。
However, you keep telling me how good it is, but you did nothing.
但是你从头到尾跟我说多好吃，但是却没有做什么。
What good is it to me?
对我有什么好处呢？
Your action speaks louder than your words.
你的行动比你说讲的话还要大声。
Just now we read from the Gospel of John 13.
刚才我们读到约翰福音第十三章。
This passage records one of the most touching incidents in the life of Jesus while he was here on earth.
这一段的经文呢，讲到是最感动的一段的事件，就是关乎耶稣基督在世的时候。
This passage opens the window of heaven and allows us to peep a little into the heart of God through the action of His Son, Jesus Christ.
这一段的经文呢，也打开让我们看见天上的景象，一点的景象，容许我们呢能够看到上帝的心意，借着他的爱独生子如何耶稣基督彰显出来。
This passage shows us the selfless love of God.
这段经文呢，也彰显出神无私的爱。
When He, our teacher and our Lord,Wash the disciples' feet.
就是主，我们的教师来洗这个门徒的脚。
You look at verse 2.
我们看第二节。
No, verse 1.
第一节。
He says that having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them unto the end.
在逾越节以前，耶稣知道自己离世归父的时候到了。他既然爱世间属自己的人，就爱他们到底。
He loved them until the end.
他爱他们到底。
We know that Jesus Christ finally went to the cross.
我们也知道耶稣基督最终到了十字架上。
And on the cross, he showed us the sacrificial love of God.
而在十字架上，他也彰显了神无私的爱、舍己的爱。
Do you believe that?
你是否相信呢？
I want to consider this passage over three divisions for your meditation tonight.
今晚我们要分成三方面来思想这段的经文。
Firstly, about Jesus' example.
首先就是耶稣基督的榜样。
Second is about the symbolism of feet washing.
第二就是这个洗脚的意义象征是什么。
Number three is about the disciples' duties.
第三方面就是门徒的责任。
Let's consider Jesus' example.
然后我们来思想耶稣基督的榜样。
You remember that Jesus was with the disciples for 3 years?
我们记得耶稣基督与门徒在一起有三年的时间。
He knows that his hour of crucifixion is coming.
他也知道他要受钉十字架的时候要到了。
When as the Lamb of God, he was to lay down his life for the sins of the whole world.
而身为神的羔羊，他要为这个全世界来钉死十字架上。
He is going to demonstrate the same selfless and sacrificial love in humble service of washing the disciples.
还有在这个同样的这个无私还有舍己的爱里面呢，来为门徒们洗脚。
In this act of feet washing, somebody said we have an acted parable of the Lord's humiliation unto death.
而在这洗脚当中呢，有人曾经说过，我们看见这是主活出来的这个比喻，就是借着他的这个谦卑，甚至到死的一个地步。
We want to note three things about Jesus in this passage.
我们要看耶稣基督的三个重点在这段经文里面。
First one is Jesus washed the feet of all his disciples.
就是首先耶稣基督为所有的门徒来洗脚。
If you look at verse 27, he even washed the feet of Judas who was going to betray him.
我们在看二十七节的时候，他甚至要为那位要出卖他的那个门徒犹大来洗脚。
Oh, what great love this is!
那是何等大的爱呢
？That he even washed the feet of his enemy.
他甚至还洗他的敌人的这个脚。
Jesus in John 5:19 says that he does only what he sees the Father doing and.In this feet washing, therefore, it is a sign to us.
而在约翰福音5:19那里说，他人只看见父做什么，他也跟着做。
So in this feet washing, therefore, it is a sign to us.
而这个洗脚就是对我们的一个记号。
In this feet washing, God's glory is revealed in Jesus Christ.
而借这个洗脚呢，神的荣耀呢，彰显在耶稣基督的身上。
It tells us what God Himself is like.
这也告诉我们神是如何的。
He washes feet, even the feet of one who is going to betray Him.
这位神呢，他洗脚，甚至要洗那位要出卖他人的这个脚。
Point number two, Jesus took the place of a slave.
第二点就是耶稣基督取了奴仆的形象。
We see a reversal of role here.
我们看见这个地位的这个相反的反差。
The master is washing the disciples' feet.
我们现在看的是主这位夫子主人呢洗门徒的脚。
Augustine says, "The one into whose hands the Father had given all, now takes his disciples' feet into his hands to wash them."
奥古斯丁曾经说过，那位创造万有、将万有赐给一切的，现在呢，如今来洗门徒的脚。
During those times, the slaves were looked down upon in the ancient days.
在古代的时候，这个奴隶呢是被看轻、被轻视的。
It was the lowest job that a person can have.
在那个时候是最低的这个地位，奴隶。
So when Peter saw what his master was doing, he could not tolerate it.
当彼得看见他的主人、他的夫子这样的做的时候，他实在是受不了了。
So he spoke out in love.
他是在爱中里面这样说。
But what's the difference between Peter's love and Jesus' love?
那么彼得的爱跟耶稣基督的爱有什么不同呢？
One is worldly, the other is divine.
一个彼得的是属世界的，而耶稣基督呢是属天的。
Peter's love is a defective love.
而这个彼得的爱是不完全的爱。
Lacking in humility.
是欠缺了这个谦卑。
Jesus was trying to illustrate to him by his present action that one, if one should love, one should be humble.
而耶稣基督就彰显了这一点，就是当一个人有爱的时候呢，他也是应当有谦卑的心。
In Peter's response, we see the pride and the self-will that is at the heart of all sin.
而我们看见彼得的反应呢，就是一个自我，还有自我中心，还有一个骄傲，就是在所有的罪的当中彰显的。
And this is the very thing for which the cross will atone and bring healing.
而这样的一个罪，这样的一个自我中心，也就是耶稣基督要在这十字架上来为我们赎罪，也要来医治我们的。
Point number three, we see Jesus' humility and selfless love.Which is demonstrated here.
我们也看见第三点呢，就是耶稣基督的谦卑和无私的爱在此彰显出来。
Jesus said, "Unless I wash you, you have no part in me." Verse 8.
耶稣基督在第八节说：“我若不洗你的脚，你就与我无份了。”
If Peter or the disciples are to have a share with Jesus in His kingdom.And to receive the eternal life that comes through faith in Him, then he and the disciples must be washed by Jesus.
若彼得还有其他的门徒要在耶稣基督的国还有在永生里面有份的话，要借着信靠他的有份的话，他们呢就必须被耶稣基督洗脚。
But at this point of time.Peter has not fully grasped the concept of humility, for we know that later on he denied Jesus three times.
而彼得就在那个时候呢，还是不完全明白耶稣基督的谦卑，所以呢，彼得呢，我们知道他接下去呢会不认三次不认主。
He has not discovered the depths of his own brokenness and selfishness, and thus does not have a solid foundation in reality to build on.
因为彼得还没有发现到呢他的生命中的破碎，还有他的自我的中心，还没有得到一个解决，没有得到一个坚固的基础来被建立。
So when he finally denied the Lord three times, this would tear his pride and clear the way for a genuine humility that is necessary for any spiritual life.
当他三次不认主的时候呢，这样的事件呢，往往呢破碎了他的那个骄傲，也使他呢看见呢他自己真诚的需要这个主的降卑来谦卑来依靠主。
We come to the second division, which is what's the meaning of feet washing?
我们看到第二方面呢，那洗脚的这个象征意义是什么呢？
Look at verse 8, part B. Is Jesus said, "If I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me."
在第八节的下半部，耶稣基督说：“我若不洗你的脚，你就与我无份了。”
Jesus must wash his disciples' feet, or else they are not clean, and they have no share with him.
耶稣基督必须来洗门徒的脚，若不然，他们就是不洁。不洁不干净的，并且也不属于主的。
What does this feet washing mean?
而这个洗脚的意义是什么呢？
There are three possibilities.
有三个可能的解释。
One, some think it is a reference to his death.
有人说这个是讲到他的受死。
which make it possible a sharing in eternal life with Jesus Christ.
因为耶稣基督的受死，所以我们才能够在耶稣基督里面享受那永生。
The feet washing then would be a symbol of the cross.
而这个洗脚也可能是一个十字架的这个象征。
Second point, in verse 10, Jesus said unto him, He that is washed need not save to wash his feet, but is clean every whit. And ye are clean, but not all.
而耶稣基督在第十节那里说，那些已经洗过澡的呢，他是已经是干净，只是洗的他的脚。但是呢，你们都是干净的，但是不都是干净的。
So other people think that the washing or bathing is the cleansing from sin on the cross, and that the feet washing will refer to the forgiveness of one's daily sins.
而也有的人认为呢，这个洗脚或者是洗澡呢，是指着在十字架上为我们的罪洗净我们的罪，而这个洗脚呢，是指到我们每一天得到神的这个赦免的罪。
Point number three, many both in the ancient church and today note that the word is from a word family commonly associated with baptism.
而有很多的人呢，在古早期的教会呢，甚至到现在呢，也知道这个洗呢，跟这个洗礼的这个字呢，是有这个连带关系的。
So they take this feet washing as baptism.
也有人认为这个洗脚呢是洗礼的意思。
If you look to Acts chapter 22 verse 16,
假如我们看《使徒行传》第二十二章十六节
，and it goes like this, and now why tarryest thou? Arise and be baptized and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord.
使徒行传第二十二章十六节那里说，为何单言呢？起来。来受洗，洗去你的罪，并且来求告主的名。
So we now come to the third division about the disciples' duties.
我们现在来到第三方面，就是门徒的这个责任。
As a community, the disciples belong to the body of Christ.
在这个群体里面，门徒呢是属于耶稣基督的身体。
Jesus Christ is the head of the church.
耶稣基督呢，就是教会的头。
His body needs to have his feet washed.
他的身体呢，需要他的脚呢被洗。
If we look at verse 12,
在第十二节那里说
，After Jesus is finished washing the disciples' feet, he asked them, "Do you understand what I have done for you?"
当耶稣基督洗完门徒的脚之后，他就问你：我当如今所做的，你们明白吗
？They will not completely understand until they have seen the cross.
他们除非他们看见了十字架，不然的话，他们没有办法完全的明白。
That's why you can understand verse 7.
所以为什么我们可以了解第七节的意思
？What I do.Thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter.
我当现在如今所做的，你们不明白，但是你们以后就必明白。
But at least they could understand his act as an example of humility.
但是他们至少可以了解到一点，就是这样的洗脚呢，就是一个谦卑的榜样。
His action, all right.Helps them to recognize that Jesus is indeed the teacher and the Lord, verse 13.
而耶稣基督的行动呢，就告诉门徒呢，他就是那位主，也是他们的夫子，在第十三节那里说。
And Jesus affirms that this is indeed his identity.
而耶稣基督也确认了这就是他的身份。
Jesus is both teacher and Lord.
耶稣基督就是主，也是我们的夫子。
Is he your teacher? Is he your Lord?
他是否是我们的主？是否是我们的夫子？我们的老师呢
？Then what are the implications?
而这要带出的意义又是什么呢
？There are three things.
有两方面。
三方面。
Okay.
One, we are to follow Jesus' example.
我们要效法耶稣基督的榜样。
If Jesus takes the role of a servant, then his disciples is expected to do likewise.
假如耶稣基督取了这个奴仆的地位，他的门徒也应当如此。
We are to express in both words and deeds the selfless love of God to others, friends or foes.
我们应当在我们的言语还有行为上呢，来彰显神无私的爱，对我们的最其他的人，对我们的朋友，甚至对我们的敌人。
No point talking and not doing.
我们讲没有意思，我们假如没有行动的话。
Action speak louder than words.
我们的行动比我们的言语来得更加的 有说服力。
Point number two, we are to serve one another.
我们应当来彼此的服事。
In the community of believers, we are to show the love of God through serving one another.
在我上这个信徒的圈子里面呢，我们应当向彼此呢显出神的爱。
The attitude of the world is centered on pride and selfishness.
这个世界的这个态度呢，就是集中在这个骄傲和自我中心。
But it should not be so for Christians.
而耶稣基督的这个基督徒呢，不应当如此。
The life that pleases God is one that is of abiding in God and obedience to His word.
一个讨神喜悦的生命呢，就是常常住在神里面，并且也愿意来顺服神的话。
We must love God supremely and love our neighbor as well.
我们应当完全的来爱神，并且也要爱我们的邻舍。
It is a life that is exemplified by the attitude of feet washing or humility of servanthood, which is true blessedness.
一个生命能够彰显出这个洗脚的态度，或者是一个奴仆的谦卑，就是真正的蒙福的人。
And lastly, Jesus said that God sent him, so he's sending us. We are to share the gospel.
而最后呢，我们看见耶稣基督讲父神如何的差遣他，他门徒呢也应当好像被耶稣基督所差遣一样来传讲福音。
We have a mission.
我们有这个宣教的使命。
As we have received the good news of salvation, we must share the gospel everywhere and to everyone we meet.
我们既然领受了这救恩的好消息，我们就有这个责任呢，来向任何人、任何地方来传讲神这个美好的福音。
We must tell others about Jesus and what He has done for me.
我们必须告诉别人关乎耶稣基督，耶稣基督在我们生命中所做的。
We shall now summarize.
我们要来总结。
Just as we learn in the opening story, actions speak louder than words.
正如我们开始所看到的，我们所做的比我们所讲的更有说服力。
We have a duty to obey the Lord and live a life exemplified by humility and service to others.
我们就有这个责任呢，来顺从神，并且要活出一个生命，有这个谦卑并且服侍他人的态度。
We should not, the Bible says, we should not be hearers, but also doers of God's word.
正如圣经上面所说的，我们不是做一个听到，单单做一个听到的人，也要做一个行道的人。
If we look at verse 17,
我们看第十七节。
I ask Brother Job to read for us.
我们来看第十七节，那里说：“你们既知道这事，若是去行的，就有福了。”
You are blessed if you obey God.
假如我们顺从神，我们就有福了。
I want to say a brief word to those who are still outside the kingdom of God.
我要简短的对还没有相信主的人说一些话。
I do not know how many times you have attended a worship service like this.
我不知道你参加晚堂的聚会有多少次。
But I pray that God will touch you tonight.
我的祷告就是神会感动你的心。
You have learned about Jesus Christ who loved you very much.
你也听到耶稣基督非常的爱你。
He just did not talk only, but he demonstrated by dying on the cross for you and for me.
他不单是说了，也借着他在十字架上为你和我的罪死彰显出来了。
He was buried and he rose again on the third day.
他被埋葬了，但是他也复活了，在地从坟墓里面复活了。
The Bible tells us that now he is risen and seated on the right hand of God.
圣经告诉我们，他已经复活了，并且呢，坐在神的宝座右边。
But he has not left us; he has given us the Holy Spirit.
他没有离开我们，他来赐给我们圣灵。
And what is more wonderful, he says one day he's going to come again for us.
而有更美好的一点是，有一天他会再为我们回来。
He's going to rule this world in righteousness and truth.
他要以公义和真理来管理、掌管这个世界。
In this world, who can you trust?
在这世上，我们可以相信谁呢？
Do you trust the bank?
你是否相信这个银行呢？
Do you trust the government?
你是否相信政府呢？
Do you trust yourself?
你是否相信你自己呢？
Do you trust your parents?
你是否相信你的父母呢？
There are many, many things which we all cannot trust.
有许多的是我们不能够永久的来相信。
The only person you can trust in this whole world is God.
我们唯一在世界上所能够依靠的就是神。
Through the church, he has entrusted the gospel.
借着这个教会受这个福音的这个托付。
To share to every one of you.
来向所有的人来传讲。
I'm very sure you know John 3:16.
我相信大家都很熟悉约翰福音三章十六节。
I ask brother Joe.
我们一起来背读一遍好吗？约翰福音三章十六节，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
你相信吗？I hope that after listening to this sermon,
我希望大家在听完了这篇信息，
you will receive Jesus Christ into your heart.
你会接受耶稣基督在心中，
that he may become your Lord and your Savior.
他就会成为你的主，还有生命的救主。
This is the most important step that you will ever take in your entire life.
而这是你在生命中最重要的一个决定和举动。
I do not know how long we will live.
我不知道我们当中还能够活多久。
But Jesus may come anytime.
但是我们也要知道的是，耶稣基督随时都会再来。
There are certain things important you need to do.
而在我们生命中有一些很重要的决定必须马上做。
You have to choose Christ.
我们必须来接受耶稣基督为个人救主。
May God bless you in your choice.
愿神祝福你，还祝福你所做的决定。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Our Heavenly Father,
我们在天上的父。
We thank you and praise you.
我们感谢赞美你。
For the example of Jesus Christ.
为着耶稣基督的榜样。
Although he is God,
虽然他为神。
He became a man.
他成为人。
And took upon the role of a servant.
他也处了这个奴仆的地位，
and he washed the disciples' feet，
也来洗门徒的脚，
even that of his enemy，
甚至洗他的敌人的这个脚，
and he went to the cross，
而也到十字架上，
to die for the sins of the whole world，
为全世界人的罪来死。
Thank you that he has overcome sin and evilness。
我们感谢主，他已经胜过了这个罪。
We thank you that now he is at the right hand of God.
我们感谢主，他现在已经在神的右边
，interceding for us，
为我们来代求
，praying that many of us can come to receive him as Savior and Lord。
我们祈求神，使我们全部的人都会接受耶稣基督为个人的救主。
So we thank you and praise you.
我们感谢赞美你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们祷告是奉耶稣基督宝贵圣名。
Amen. Amen.